Well, we head to set three. Watertown pretty much took control there in the second set to lead it now 2-0. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Peer and Mitchell are tied at one set apiece, 25-18 Peer, 25-21 Mitchell. Jefferson and Washington one set apiece, 25-15 Washington, 25-18 Jefferson. Lincoln up one set to none, 25-20 on Brandon Valley, and that's what we have for our Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Does bear mentioning, we have a Huron Tiger wearing purple on that Watertown bench, Kelly McCarty, who was a great setter for the Huron Tigers, led Huron to a fourth-place finish her senior year. Kelly McCarty is an assistant coach on the Watertown Arrows staff. Good to see her again. Got to visit with her a little bit this before we got things going here today. Business at hand. Got to get something going for the Tigers. Huron down 2-0, 26-24, 25-16 on your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. And Watertown's going to serve first, and that means Emma Hendricks to serve. Five aces all in the first set. Did not have an ace in the second set, but Huron has still had their struggles here on serve-receive. Serve, and that time Hines plays it. Quick set across, or no, tip over by Carr. Watertown can set it up. Here's the tip, and into the net by Hertz, and Huron gets on the four on the board first on the hitting error by the Arrows. 1-0 Huron. Trying to do a quick count. I should have done that in between sets. Watertown with nine aces, and it seems like more than that. Huron, though, they've had some success with the serving, too. They have, I guess Huron's got eight aces, four in each set. To start things off, there's another ace for Watertown as that handcuffs the back row. We're tied at one, or excuse me, not a ace. That was a hit by Grimsrud, I believe. I was looking down at my score sheet counting. It is a point for Watertown. We're tied at one, and the Arrows will serve to Huron. Serve into the net, service there, and Huron back up 2-1. Watertown with now three service errors, one in each set. Huron has had four. Gergen serving for Huron. Pop it high and short. Watertown plays it. Corey going to bump it to Thury. Thury will wind up and slam it into Gergen. Shanks off to the left side. We're tied at two. Kills for Emery Thury, and that includes 12 that she or 8 that she had in the second set. And Watertown now up. Oh, it's 2-1. I thought it was 2-2. I'm all messed up here. McMordeth left side hits it down the line and off of Grimsrud. She tried to limbo, and at 6-1 she couldn't get low enough. McMordeth will get the kill. Well, I guess we were tied at 2. They had it wrong on the score sheet. Scoreboard. I had it right. Kill for Sam McMordeth. She's got 3 kills now. And here on up 3-2 in set 3. Of course, needing this one to play on tonight. Serve receive, but Watertown almost got handcuffed. 30 hits, cross court, drops it in. Huron let it go, and it sailed in. I have 30 for 14 kills. We're tied at 3. They have 15 up on the scoreboard, so yeah, I'm in the neighborhood. Corey serving for Watertown. Shanked by Hines, but saved by Knight, and Huron does get it across. Good play by Addy. Left side hit. Blocked at the net. Dreyer, as this time she gets the best of 30. Blocked it. Aurora Dreyer with the kill. She's got 6, including 3 blocks for the Huron Tigers. Haley Rogers on to do the serving specialist thing. As we're Huron up 4-3 here in set 3. Serve back row and goes long. Service error by Rogers, and we're tied at 4. First service error for Huron in this set, 5th overall. And 30 now serving for Watertown. Hines, the libero, and back into the back row for Huron. That last rotation was her turn to sit out. Thury back to the corner, played by Knight, bumped by Gergen. Here's right back to Knight. Her hit goes long. Was there a touch? I guess not. I thought maybe there was, but it's a hitting error on Huron. Watertown goes up 5-4. 8 o'clock, KIJV, AM-FM, Huron. Huron Tiger volleyball from Watertown. Three serves. Davis is there. Gergen back sets. Dreyer on the right side. Off the block. Nice save by Corey. But Watertown can't crack it down. Dreyer will tie it at 5. Aurora Dreyer now with 7 kills. She leads Huron in that category. She hits the bench now as she rotates out of the front row. Maddie Juergens comes in to serve and play back row. Juergens puts it to the corner. Misplayed by Hertz, but Huron saves it, and they'll get it across. But then a misplay in the back row. Davis not talking. And it kind of surprised her, and she just kind of glanced at it. And Watertown regains the lead at 6-5. Arrow serving with libero Pearson. Back set. Here's Knight off the right side this time up the middle. Corey there going to be bumped by Pearson. Tip on the right side. Tigers get control. Knight will hit off the left side down the line. Watertown there. Set it to the left. Hertz with the hit. Back row. Nice dig by Hines. And Hilton will just free ball it. Here's the quick set. No, the tip across by Grimsrud, and then nobody there. Carr got up and went for it. Juergens didn't think she was going to get to it, so she slid behind Carr. Then once Chloe made contact, there was nobody there to clean up. And Watertown, what do we got here? I got it where Watertown should be up 7-5. They got 6-5 on the scoreboard. So let's see where we go here. Right now it's, well, I guess it's 6-5. I got 7-5 on my sheet here. Gergen will set to Davis. Her hit through the block. Pearson on the dig. Corey back sets right side. The tip. Oh, that might have went out, but Huron hit it out anyway, and it goes out of bounds. Davis should have let that one go, I think. And that will be a kill for Siri Bach. She has 3-1 in each set. 7-5. Watertown takes the lead here in set three, up two sets to none. Taryn Cass in to play back row for Huron. Serve will go off to the left, though, to Knight. And look, I'm not sure if Gergen was trying to dump it over or get a quick set over to Carr. Either way, it went into the net, and Huron's out of sync offensively again. And Coach Lean wants to talk about it. Timeout Huron. Credit hours are $40 at Huron Community Campus, but our break is 30 seconds. 30 on Dakota Sports.
Bettering yourself or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
Welcome back to Watertown. I'm Jeff Duffy. Up high at the Watertown Arena. Very warm here at the Watertown Arena as well. Arrows leading 8-5 with Huron burning their first time out here in set three. Pearson serving. Knight goes up to get it. Bumped by Gergen. Just going to be bumped over. Free ball by Hines. Set to the left. The hit by Hertz. Was it blocked? Nope, just out. A little knuckleball there. Hitting air by Watertown. 8-6. Davis coming back in for Huron. Kristen DeGeest as well. She'll serve and play back row. Davis into the front row for Huron. Huron down 8-6 in set 3. Thurry on serve receive. Corey keeps it off the net. Grimsrud will free ball. Hines plays it. Bumped ahead by Gergen. Left side Davis. Cross court Thurry. Corey will set. In the middle, Grimsrud. A little tip. Nice recovery by Davis. And on her knees, Davis got it across. Here comes the attack again. Hertz on the right side. Blocked back by Carr. Huron pulls within 8-7. Chloe Carr with the block. Her third kill. Two of them have come off blocks. And Huron back within 8-7. In set three, DeGeese serving. puts it to the corner, played by Hertz, bumped ahead, just going to be a free ball by Grimsrud. Huron can set it up, quick set by Gergen, Thury was ready, Corey sets, going to be tipped over by Grimsrud, Jurgens plays it. Left side, the hit by Davis, goes long. Was it touch? Nope. Point Watertown, they're up 9-7. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Watertown up 2 sets to none, 26-24, 25-16. And here's Emma Hendricks, the lefty with the serve. Serve received by DeGeese. Set. The hit to the corner. Chloe Carr connected again. Watertown bunched in. Chloe read the floor and saw a wide open corner. Back-to-back kills for Chloe Carr. And here I'm back within 9-8. Served by Hines, shank from the back row. That'll be an ace for Hilton. We're tied at 9. Misplayed in the back row by Hendricks. Hilton Hines, her first ace of the night. First ace of the set for Huron as well. Hines serving back row. Pearson there set for back row attack. Thury, and what a great fake. Grimsrud went up at the net. She was right in front of Thury, who did the backline attack and drilled it into the middle. Watertown up 10-9. Thury now with 15 kills, 3 in this set. Watertown serving to Huron. Pop it to Davis. Set for Meg Moradeth. Her hit blocked by Grimsrud. Watertown up 11-9. Madison Grimsrud now with 8 kills total. That's her second block kill. And Watertown up by 2 here in set 3. Serve by the Arrows. Allie Davis on serve receive. Gergen sets. Meg Moradeth will tip. Just got it over the net. Slap back by Corey. Back set across by Gergen. And Huron's going to be called. Oh, what do we have? Oh, a net call. Oh, illegal hit on Watertown. Huron was kind of batting it back and forth, and all of a sudden the call went against Watertown. We'll take it. 11-10, Huron within one. Coach Bellum kind of leaning back with her hands on her head after that call. Again, we'll take it. Gergen serving for Huron. Corey will back set. Grimsrud coming off the right side. Blocked by Davis, and she pretty much caught it, and that'll be illegal hit on Davis, and a kill for Grimsrud, 12-10. Watertown leads. Grimsrud will serve for the Watertown Arrows. Watertown up 2 and up 2 sets to none. Grimsrud will serve into the net. Puts Huron back within 1, 12-11. Second service error this set on Watertown, and they have 4 total. Allie Davis to serve now for Huron. Serve it into the back row. Serve, receive. Here's Corey with the set. They hit Thury in the middle. Nice dig by Gergen. Kept alive by Hines. Going to be free-balled by Davis. Here's the set. The hit deflected by Davis. Hit across. Nice play by Knight. Knight off balance. And was just did a good job of getting her fingertips on the ball, and then she hit it right in the middle for the kill. Addie Knight with her 6th kill, first since the first set. Davis serves. Here's the set to the left. Here's Thury in the middle tip, but Huron digs it out. Dreyer will hit cross court, finds the open corner, and Huron regains the lead, 13-12. I think the first lead for Huron since 4-3 this set. So Huron may be a little momentum. See if Allie Davis can keep that going as she serves. Back row, Hendricks, bumped ahead by Corey. Get it to 30, of course. Back row, Hines plays it, bumped ahead. Here's Knight with the hit, blocked at the net. Dug out by Watertown. Here comes 30 again, winds up. Nice dig, Davis. Overpass, knocked back. Now Watertown controls. Corey sets the hit through the block. Just thread the needle that time. Munger with the kill, her third. We're tied at 13 in set 3. Corey to serve now for Watertown. And that dies right in front of Hines. Another ace for Watertown, and they regain the lead, 14-13. That is the first ace of this set for Watertown, and they have 10 total. Sir, back to the corner, Knight. Back set, Mangmort at the right side. Hits up the middle. Pearson gets over to it, but didn't really get the pass on target. Nobody could make a play. Mangmort with the kill, and we're tied at 14. Mangmort with four kills now, two in the second, two in the third here. And on to serve is Haley Rogers as the serving specialist for the Huron Tigers. Puts it back row to Pearson. Back set 30, right side this time, up the middle, dug out by Rogers. Tip back here, Watertown can attack. Nope, they'll just free ball it. Here's the back set, they hit by Dreyer, blocked back by 30 and Friends. Now a tip by Knight into the back row. Watertown plays it. Corey going to set the middle this time. Down the middle and off of Rogers. Reese Munger will get the kill, her fourth. And Watertown up 15-14. Emery Thury slides to the back row. So I think this is the one rotation where Watertown doesn't have Thury or Grimsrud in the front row. Serve back row, Davis on serve receive. Set in the middle for Carr, dumps into the back row. Watertown digs it out. Set to the left, that's Hertz. Back row, back to the corner, dug out by Davis. Here's the hit, blocked but out, or was it hit off the net? No, blocked by Watertown and out. And Huron will tie it back up at 15. Davis will get the kill. Alley now with four kills, first of this set. Maddie Juergens to serve as Dreyer rotates out. And Juergens serves and will play back row. Set up the middle. Big hit. Nobody home in the corner as Watertown set it up perfectly to Siri Bach, her fourth kill. And Watertown up 16-15. Natalie Pearson, the libero, serving for Watertown. Back row played by Hilton Hines. Set in the middle, the hit by Davis, back row, Pearson there. Set to the left, Hertz going to go at the tip this time, Watertown able to get there. Set to the left, here's the hit by Knight, got through the block and fell in front of Corey. Knight with the kill, and we're tied at 16. And Addie Knight playing with that bad will, but she has come up with seven kills. And she will serve now. Back row serve, receive 30. Corey with the set. Left side, Grimsrud back in. Tigers get a block on her hit. Quick set by Gergen. Nice play, 30. They keep it alive. Great play by 30. Watertown will free ball with Hertz. Here's the set. The hit by Davis way off wide to the left, or was it blocked? No touch. No touch. It's out, and Watertown back up 17-16. We're in set three. Watertown up two sets to none. Here comes Emma Hendricks. Now, she hasn't done damage since the first set, but she had five aces, and Huron really struggled with her on serve receive. Huron handles that with Knight. Set to the left, the hit by Davis. Up the middle, goes long, hitting air. Watertown up to 18-16. And Coach Lean going to burn his second and final timeout here. 18-16, Watertown up in game three, set three, up two sets to none. We'll take this here on Community Campus timeout. The credits are $40. The break is $30 on Dakota Sports.
12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
I'm Jeff Duffy in Watertown. Remember, on the post game, we will pick our player of the game. Presented by Sun Gold Sports in Center Plaza, downtown Huron. Got a couple of candidates I have in mind at this point. Watertown serves off the Huron timeout, up two, back set. Carr coming off the right side this time and drills it cross court. Chloe Carr starting to move her around a bit. Have been mainly just set in the middle there, but Chloe Carr with the kill. She's got five, three kills in this set. She'll rotate off now. And Hilton Hines will serve for the Tigers, down one in set three. Serve received to Hendricks. Corey will back set. Hurts with the hit. Pops it in the middle. Nice dig by Hines over the net. We have a battle there. Battle again. Whapped over by Grimsrud. Here comes Davis. Blocked by Grimsrud. Here on free balls it over. Corey keeps it alive. Hurts will hit left side off the top of the net. Rolls over. Set for Davis. She'll hit off the top of the net. Dug out nicely by Pearson. Here's Grimsrud. Goes to the right and out. A little limbo action there by Addie Knight, and it just went long. We're tied at 18 on the hitting error by the Arrows. Tight third set here. Watertown pretty much ran away with the second set. First set was tight all the way. Now do we have, I think we just need to, not a surprise, we got to wipe up the floor a bit with some sweat there on the Huron side of the net. It is very warm here in the arena, as you can imagine. We are not air-conditioned here. And not that I'm complaining, and I've said it a couple times, even a little warmer where I'm seated. Probably about third story above the court. Hilt 9 serving, tied at 18. Serve receive Hendricks. Corey will set. Get it to Grimsrud in the middle with the tip. Nice sliding save by Gergen. Davis will free ball it. Corey going to set it up. Go to the left side. This time Hurts. Back row to Hines. Set across Davis. Left side. Pops across court. Thurry with the dig. Back set. Here comes Grimsrud with the hit. Blocked back by Meg Moradeth. Watertown still controls. Two-end tip by Grimsrud, left side, Davis pops it back row. Corey will set. Left side for Hurts, her tip, and I think she tried to tip it over the net and just didn't get there in time. And Huron regains the lead at 19-18. Watertown going to take a timeout. Set three, Huron looking to stay alive up 19-18 in set three. We'll take this Huron Community Campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Experienced staff. Count on a knowledgeable staff. At Olympic Chevrolet, count on a helpful and friendly staff. So whether you're in the market for a brand new vehicle or a used, dependable vehicle, count on the staff at Olympic Chevrolet to help you get the vehicle that best fits your needs. Olympic Chevrolet, call them at 605-352-6411. See them at 500 4th Street Northeast in Huron or go online at olympicgmc.com. Drive off the lot today with the vehicle that you've been dreaming about from Olympic Chevrolet.
Kurt's Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Soccer final. Brookings 1, Huron 0. That's the boys. So another tough loss. Huron just struggling to score but keep themselves in games. We have a tight one here. Watertown using a timeout as Huron has a 19-18 lead, trying to send us to a fourth set. Still a ways to go. Corey will set in the middle. Grimsrud with the tip right to Davis. Gergen will do the back set across. Thurry was ready. And quick set by Corey. Set over to left. Here's Davis. Pops it into the net. Or was a block. Blocked and then hit back by Grimsrud. Set by Gergen. Davis again. Hits again. Blocked at the net. Here's Davis again. Left side again. Blocked at the net. Cleaned up by Pearson. Back set for Grimsrud. Right going left goes long. And here on a two-point lead, 20-18. I believe this is the biggest lead Huron has had since the first set. And again, Huron doing wiping the floor a bit as Huron battling here under these warm conditions, trying to stay in it here as they've had a nice run here. Watertown has led most of the way here in the third set, but right now Huron up 20-18. Hines serving. Serve received for Hendricks. Pass ahead. It's going to be a backline hit by Thurry. Quick set across by Gergen. Nice recovery by Watertown, and Corey just going to have to tip it. Bump ahead by Hines. Here's the hit. Left side, Davis up the middle. Nobody home. A touch, though, by Watertown. Davis will get the kill, and Huron up 21-18. Allie Davis will get the kill. That is her fifth, second of this set, and Huron a three-point lead, trying to force a fourth. Back row, serve, receive, Hendricks. Overpass, Davis going to hit it back right to Pearson. Corey, back set, right side hit. Hurts off the top of the net, got the line. Hurts going right to left, able to get it, her third kill. And that pulls Watertown back within two at 21-19. Watertown serving, down two. Back row, serve, receive. Knight, a little trouble. We do get it across. And then Thury jumped up and wanted to try to do the single hit back, and she put it right into the net. And here on back up three, 22-19 on the air. So Huron trying to force a fourth, and Gergen to serve for Huron. Gergen pops it high and short. Played by Watertown, 30 off the left side, down the line, nobody home. That was set up just the way Coach Bellum would line it up. 30 with the kill. I have her for 20 kills, 4 in this set, or excuse me, 16 kills, 4 in this set, 22-20. Served by Grimsrud. Set up the middle, make more death. Watertown gets a block, but nobody can clean it up. And I mentioned it earlier, just didn't seem like Meg Moradeth was getting many chances. Well, now she has 5 kills, 3 in this set, and Huron 2 points away from sending us to a fourth, and Watertown going to burn their final timeout. Both teams out of timeouts, with Huron leading 23-20 in set 3. Huron Community Campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
To get supplement to your calves, check out liquid supplements available from Dakota Land Feeds. They have a variety of options available to meet specific needs of your cattle and your operation. All their liquid supplements are made to order when you need them. Liquid supplements are easy to handle and have improved mixability compared to dry feed. Dakota Land Feeds is your only local feed dealer to manufacture liquid supplement right here in South Dakota. Dakota Land Feeds, your local feed source.
Welcome back to the Huron Arena. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Soccer final for the girls. Brookings 10, Huron 0. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Huron with momentum, 2 points away, up 23-20. Allie Davis serving. Short serve, and that's going to be shanked to the right, and Huron at set point, 24-20. Allie Davis with the ace. Her second ace of the night, second ace of the set for Huron. And Huron up 24-20. Into the net, service error, because it's never easy when you're the Huron Tigers. Watertown stays alive at 24-21. Second service error on Huron this set, and they have 6 total in the match. So still set point Huron, but Corey serving for Watertown. Back row, Hines there. Set for Meg Moradeth, hangs in the air and slams it to the back corner. And Huron extends the night. Huron defeats Watertown, set 3, 25-21. And it's 2-1, Watertown leading, but we'll head to the fourth. After this timeout of 2 minutes, here on Community Campus, my timeout 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Playing the game means bumps, bruises, and breaks happen. Lean on Huron Regional Medical Center Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Orthopedic surgeons Dr. Kevin Over and Dr. Todd Anderson, along with the Pro Rehab Physical Therapy teams, are here to get you back in your game. Schedule an appointment at huronregional.org, because when it comes to your health, the right care is right here. Best of luck to our area athletes from Huron Regional Medical Center.
Rocking the Acres of Lexington provides USDA certified organic, SCI regenerative certified, and conventional crop production. Balancing biology with fertility, they offer a full line of organic and conventional products for plant nutrition, plant health, and soil biology to help local producers, including amino protein products to stimulate biology of plant hormones, amino chelated micronutrients, compost extracts derived from local sources, and kelp products. Rocking Sea Acres is proud to support Huron and area high school sports.
The Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
And welcome back to Watertown. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Jefferson leads Washington now 2-1. Pierre leads Mitchell 2-1. Lincoln and Brandon Valley are tied at 1-1. And that's what we have for our soccer, or for our volleyball scores. And again, soccer tonight, Brookings sweeps Huron 10-0 girls, 1-0 boys. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. So we head to set four as Huron extends the game, or extends the match. See what both teams can do here now for adjustments. Again, keep kind of watch the legs as well. Watertown played in Yankton last night, was a three-setter, but still a long bus ride and playing again in 24 hours. Huron did have 2 days off, but had a grueling five-setter on Saturday afternoon with Aberdeen. Both coaches had their concerns about how the girls were going to react with all this. So we head on to a set four, get the lineup checks, and I believe Huron will have the opening serve here in set four. And Hilton Hines will get underway for the Huron Tigers. Hines lets it fly. Back to the corner. Serve received by Hendricks. Corey sets. Backline attack 30. Just more of a free ball, though. Set for Meg Mordet. She'll tip it and tip it out. Kind of off balance there. I think Coach Lean kind of shaking his head. Yes, that's what I want. Just need to be a little more target. Have the timing a little better. 1-0 lead for Watertown to start set four. Serve back row. Hines gets over to it. Pass ahead by DeGeest. Here's the hit. Davis blocked at the net. Davis gets it back over. Corey can set for Grimsrud. Tips over the middle and into the campfire right in front of Juergens. Grimsrud gives Watertown a 2-0 lead. Madison Grimsrud, I have her for 10 kills now. Served by Watertown off the top of the net, and that'll be an ace. It's that girl again, Emma Hendricks, with her sixth ace of the night, first since the first set. Now that one's more, I'd rather be lucky than good. There's not much you can do on serve receive when it catches all of the net and still rolls over. But Watertown up 3-0, but then Hendricks goes long. Service error, and Huron on the board. It's 3-1. Trying to count service errors here real quick. That is the fifth service error on Watertown. Gergen serving for Huron. Pops a high short one. 30 there. Back set. Right side hit hurts. Cross court. Nice dig by Gergen. Here's Aurora Dreyer on the right side. Has to pop it high. Back bump. Left side hit hurts. Cross court. And that's off of DeGeese. Nice save by Davis. But then he had the Gergen and Hines come together. Somebody just needs to call it and take control of that. Should have been hit across. Instead, Watertown up 4-1. Okay, I think they said Jozo. Kinstie Johnson. I've determined that's who number 22 is. Kinstie Johnson. Serve receive. Huron a little trouble, but they do get it across. Set and the hit by 30 behind Grimsrud. It's long. 4-2 Watertown. There, so Kinsley Johnson is number 22, I believe. And now I know. Allie Davis serving down 4-2 in set 4. Here on down 2-1. To the corner, and Davis goes wide left. 5-2. Watertown on top. And for Huron, that is the seventh service error tonight. Serving for Watertown is Ellie Thury. First time I remember her coming in. She'll serve for the arrows, put it back row to Davis. Set for Meg Moradith, has to wait for it. Took something off it and got it to drop. It looked like it just didn't look right, but Sam made it work. Gets the kill. She's got seven kills now. Six. 5-3 lead Watertown. Haley Rogers, serving specialist, is ready to serve, but Watertown had to Didn't do the subs. No, they had to do the double switch to get the libero back in, and I think the libero just ran out on the court without the double switch happening first. It's a volleyball thing. Rogers serving for Huron. Serve receive back row, Pearson set it in the middle. The hit, Tigers get a block, but it rolls into the campfire for the kill for Reese Munger. Munger with five kills, and Watertown up 6-3 in set four. Hines back into the back row, rotates in, and now we still have to sub in for Watertown too. Corey is waiting to serve for the Watertown Arrows. Serve into the back row, serve, receive, Hines, set in the middle for Card. She'll dump it, but into the net. 7-3, Watertown up 4 here in set 4. Almost looked like we're just trying to be too perfect in how we tip that instead of making sure we get it over the net, if nothing else. Corey serving into the net, service error. Huron gets one back at 7-4, Watertown. Second service error, this set already for Watertown. They have six total. Maddie Juergens on to serve as Dreyer rotates out. Juergens will send it back row, serve, receive. Left side hit off the antenna, and Huron within two at 7-5. Pass was a little deep, and Bach couldn't get herself in good position to get it inside the pin. 7-5, Watertown's lead cut to two, and again, Juergens serving. Cleaned up, just going to be a tip across, and Bach able to sail through there. It wasn't a great pass, but she just was aggressive and went to the net to make a play, and she did. Bach with the kill, she's got five kills total, and Watertown back up 3-8-5. Emery Thury on the serve. Back row, Hines gets there. Gergen back sets. Right side hit. Knight off the block. Watertown keeps it off the floor. Bump it ahead. Hertz just going to free ball off the top of the net. Knight plays it. Here's the setback to Knight. Addy with the hit up the middle. Watertown, Thury digs it out. Left side for Hertz. She'll go at the tip. Knight keeps it off the floor, but not high enough off the floor. Good decision there by Hertz for the kill. She's got four kills, one in each set. And 9-5. Watertown back up by four. Thury serving to the corner. Here's the back set, going to be punched across by Davis. Watertown can set it up. Up the middle, big windup blocked by Carr. Watertown stays with it. Hertz on the cross-court hit, dug out by Davis. Set to Knight, her hit tapped up the middle, dug out back row by Thury. Here comes Hertz with the big hit in the corner, drills it down. Watertown just kept attacking. Huron's going to use a timeout here, but Watertown has opened up a 10-5 lead here in set four. Huron some work to do. Huron Community Campus timeout, 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Line in, carry out, or fast delivery. Every day of the week. For delivery or carry out, give them a call at 352-6925. Not sure what to order from their delicious menu? Then dine in and try their famous Godfather's Buffet, featuring a variety of pizza slices, tasty chicken, and many salads and desserts to choose from. They're locally owned, so stop in and say hi to Derek and the rest of the pizza crew. They're located at 195 21st Street in Huron. Godfather's Pizza, give them a call, 352-6925.
Watertown 10, Huron 5 in set 4. Arrows up 2 sets to 1 in this best of 5. Huron fighting back to win set 3 to extend us here. But little hole here. They got themselves in a little hole in set 3, though, too, and came back. Guess they weren't down 5-0 or by 5 points. Got to break the serve of 30 here. Goes to the corner. Knight over to get it. Get back in the middle. Just going to have to be a free ball by Hines. Watertown can set it up. Corey from the middle. The hit into the net. Maybe jumping a little early was Munger that time. And air gives a point back to Huron. It's 10-6. DeGeest in. Knight out. Knight has only played a back row rotation once, maybe twice. I remember her serving once. Serve across by DeGeest. 30 there. Corey will set from the middle of the tip. by Bach, handled by Huron, hit back by Davis. Corrigan has set it again. This time to the left to Hertz. Winds up. Nice dig by Hines. DeGeese gets under it. Going to have to be free-balled by Davis. She gets it across. Corey sets from the net. The tip this time by Hertz. Juergens right there. Read it perfectly. Dump across by Juergens or by Gergen. Just got it across. Huron. A communication problem. They do get it over. The hit from the middle. Off the block. Munger will get the kill. Watertown just kept coming. Huron a good job of keeping the ball off the floor, but Watertown just kept coming at them. Finally, they get the kill from Munger. And it's 11-6 Watertown. Libero, Natalie Pearson serving for the Arrows. Hines from the back row. Gergen will set. Here's the hit by Carr, partially blocked. Corey will set across. Here's Hertz off the left side, back row Hines. Bump by Gergen, the hit by Davis. Down the middle. Oh, looked like a... Did we have a touch? Boy, that... Yep, they do call the touch, and boy, I question if that ball was out, but hey, we'll take it anyway as we got the touch on the block. That'll be a kill for Allie Davis. First kill this set for Allie, and she has six total for the night. Here on back within 11-7. Hines served it. It probably would have been out, but Watertown played it. They get it across. Here's Davis from the left side. Watertown digs it out with 30. Set in the middle. They hit Grimsrud back in and finds an open spot in the corner. And Watertown goes back up. 12-5 is Madison Grimsrud with her 11th kill of the evening. And Emma Hendricks back in with she with six aces, one in this set. A lefty, left-handed always shows you a different look. Serve receive Hines from the middle, make more death. We'll just dump it over on the left corner. That time Samantha just read the court, saw the open spot, 12-8. The lead at four for Watertown. Make more death now with seven kills. Gergen serving, pops a high short one. Thury has to come up to get it. Back set, Hertz on the right side this time. Pops it in the middle. Nice play by Davis to keep it alive. Make more depth, gets it across. Great play by Ellie. Here's the tip, blocked by Davis again and dropped out. Block kill for Ellie Davis. She's got seven kills now. 12-9. Watertown's lead cut to three. Huron not going away. Gergen serving for Huron. Jensi takes something off it again. Played by Corey. Pass ahead. Just going to have to be a free ball. Hertz on the right side into the net. Watertown, the initial pass on serve receive was off mark. And Huron has pulled back within 12-10. 3-0 run by Huron to get themselves back in it here in set four. Send it to the corner. 30 is there. Corey will set. Back set. Here's the hit. And that's going to be shanked off of Gergen. Hertz with the kill. And Watertown back up by 3. 13-10. Anna Hertz with the kill. She's got 6. 3 of them in this set. Alexis Ziegeldorf checks in for the first time for Huron. Playing the front row. Johnson serving for Watertown. Huron struggles with serve, receive again. Get it back in the middle, and Gergen can get it across. Corey will set it to the left. 30 winds up, drills it down. Boy, you can just see that one coming. 30 delivers the big-time hit, 14-10, Watertown. First kill of this set for 30. She has 17 total. Johnson serving, serve, receive, Hines. Gergen will set for Dora. Aurora Dreyer off the left side. It will get dug out. Now Huron gets control again. Dreyer on the right side. Switches sides. Goes long. And Watertown again opens up a 5-point lead. And Huron going to burn their final timeout here. Not much room for error anymore. Watertown up 15-10. Up 2-1. We'll take this Huron Community Campus timeout. Home of $40 credits. Home of 30-second breaks. 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Yeah.
the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial color, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Hillwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Clutter Pantries in Huron. Hillwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJB.
I'll see if I can give you an update here. Pierre's up 2-1 on Mitchell. Brookings up 2-1 on T area. Jefferson defeated Washington in 4 sets. And Brandon Valley and Lincoln 2-1. Brandon Valley leading there. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. We're back to volleyball here. Johnson serving. Watertown up 5. DeGeest on serve receive. Left side, Ziegeldorf will pop it back row. Back set by Corey. Here comes Grimsrud. Cross court, right to left. Popped it between the two back row players. And Huron's got to be careful now. Watertown threatening to start to pull away. Grimsrud now with a dozen kills for the Arrows. Mang Moradeth back into the front row for Huron. Johnson again serving for Watertown as they stretch the lead. 4-0 run, 5-0 run by Watertown as that drops in front of the back row for an ace. And Watertown up 17-10. That's the third ace for Kinsley Johnson. Now Cass in to play back row for Huron. And Johnson serving for Watertown. She served for a while here now. Gergen backpedal sets. Meg Moradeth hits down the line, dug out by Pearson, set for 30, right side, pops it short. Davis digs it out, bump ahead, and just going to be free-balled by Dreyer. Watertown gets control. Left side, 30 winds up. Tigers get a block on it, dug out by Hines, back set. Dreyer will punch it with the left hand. Watertown able to keep it alive. Good play by 30. Huron can set it up again. Quick set, here's Meg Moradeth from the middle, block back by Watertown, and Huron cannot get to it. Block kill for Grimsrud. And Watertown pulling away here now at 18-10 in set 4. And Johnson, let's see, this has been a 6-0 run for Watertown. It was 12-10. Now it's 18-10. Huron just going to free ball. Dreyer puts it into the net. Huron's out of timeouts too, so can't stop the momentum at all. And Watertown pulling away here in set 4, up 19-10. Serving for Watertown, yet is Johnson. I don't know why I looked at my score sheets. He's been doing this for a while. Davis, left side, hits. Partial block, Watertown digs. Set across, left side, 30, up high. Blocked back by Dreyer and Meg Moradeth. But Watertown keeps it off the floor. 30 gets it across. Pass ahead, Davis off that left side, blocked by Grimsrud. Here we go, Grimsrud from the middle. Hits and off of Davis and out of bounds. And it's 20-10, Watertown in control. That's 5 kills this set for Madison Grimsrud and 14 total for the Arrow senior. Serve to the corner, Davis struggles with it. Another ace for Watertown, 21-10. And now, just like that, you have Johnson with 4 aces. As I said before, Hendricks has 6, as Huron has really struggled on serve-receive in this match. We got a delay here. I'm not sure what the... Oh, we're wiping up some sweat there again. Is it, like I've said many times, and it hasn't changed, it is very warm here in the Watertown Arena tonight. Johnson on the serve, sails it back row to Cass. Serve received there. Set ahead for Davis, left pin, blocked and out. Was it blocked? Yes, it was. Blocked and out by Grimsrud. And Huron finally breaks the run. That was a 9-0 run by Watertown. Block kill for Allie Davis. Davis now with 8 kills. It's 21-11, Watertown. We're in set four, so Watertown looking to put it away. You're on a lot of work to do if they want to see a fifth set. Addie Knight into the front row for Huron. High short serve. Johnson gets there. Bump it ahead. They hit from the middle through the block of Dreyer. That'll be a kill for 30 and 22-11. Watertown 3 points away. Emory Thury has 18 kills on the evening. And on to serve for Watertown is Ellie Thury. She served one other time tonight. Serve received back row Knight. Set in the middle. Mangmordeth through the block. Knocks it to the corner. 22-12 Watertown. Sam Mangmordeth starting to come alive here again. Boy, it just seemed like we were just having a hard time getting her to the ball. She had no kills in the first set, had two in the second, but now has eight total for the matches. She's come around here. She rotates out of the front row. Chloe Carr into the front row. And serving specialist Rogers in for Huron. Serve receive back row. Corey will set. Thury on the left side. Tipped up in the air. Dug out by Davis and overpass. Watertown gets control. Here comes Thury again and goes right to left. It's out. Boy, the line judge started to signal in, but it was indeed out. 22-13 Watertown. And again, Haley Rogers to serve for the Huron Tigers. Off the top of the net, played by Johnson. Pass ahead, just going to be a free ball by Thury. Huron can set it up. Gergen back sets. Dreyer will punch it. Blocked. Watertown keeps it alive. Set for Thury. Left pin. Tips over the block. Nice dig by Knight. Pass it over to the left, and Davis puts it into the net. Hitting air Huron, 23-13. 2 points away now for the Watertown Arrows. Hilton Hines rotates back in as the libero. Checking into the front row, Siri Bach for Watertown, serving for the Arrows. Grace Corey, their setter. Serve received Davis. Gergen will back set. Here's Dreyer with the hit, dug out by Corey. Going to be bumped by Pearson. Put her too far over the net. Thury wanted to hit it, but it had too much distance on it, and Thury couldn't make a play on it. So officially a passing error. Point here on 23-14. Jurgens on to serve for Huron. Again, Huron a lot of work to do and only got 2 points that they can give up now. Corey sets. Right side hit 30. Nice dig by Hines. Goes high in the air. Bumped ahead. Knight will hit off the left side into the back row. Going to be a bump. Left side 30 will wind up. Go cross court. Got the line. And we're at match point 24-14. Yep, they do change that. Okay, I thought that looked out from here, but I had to take the line judge's word for it because it was I'm on one line, but this was the opposite line. And it is 23-15. Watertown dumped over by Carr, overpass by Watertown, 23-16. Huron trying to make a little noise. Chloe Carr now with six kills, her first of this set, and Huron trying to ride a little momentum here. As again, their margin of error is very thin. Corey with the set up the middle. The hit through the block that time. Kill for Reese Munger. Now Watertown is at match point. 24-16. Got to be perfect here on in. Now Thury is serving, and this is the rotation where Thury and Grimsrud are both out of the front row. Serve receive back row Knight. Set in the middle. The hit by Carr tipped up at the net. Watertown controls. Off to the left. Big hit by Hertz. And block. Nope. Stayed on the Huron side of the net. Hertz delivers the kill. And Watertown will win it in four. The final. Watertown wins 26-24, 25-16, 21-25, 25-16. Watertown moves to 6-3. Huron drops to 3-4 on the season. Gary Zell Auto Glass post game is next. We'll take this Huron Community Campus timeout of 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustment, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend getting Carr Chiropractic a try.
The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle fit classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's technical instructor. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends. Gary Del Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Postgame Show. Gary and Michael Dell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Del Auto Glass does chip repair, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Del Auto Glass in Huron.
The Huron Tiger Post Game Report on Tiger 95 is brought to you by Gary Del Auto Glass. Here's the voice of the Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Well, Watertown comes out with the four-set win as we get to our Gary Zell Auto Glass post-game show. On the Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update, the final Watertown wins 26-24, 25-16, 21-25, and 25-16. Arrows improved their record to 6-3 on the season. Huron drops to 3-4. We'll give you the rundown of the stats here as I got everything totaled up already. For Watertown, 7 kills for Anna Hertz, 18 kills, 1 ace for Emery Thury. 2 kills, 2 aces for center Grace Corey. Siri Bach had 5 kills for Watertown, 7 for Reese Munger. 1 kill and 6 aces for Emma Hendricks. Madison Grimsrud had 14 kills. Kinsley Johnson had 4 aces for Watertown. For the Huron Tigers, 3 kills, 3 aces for Jency Gergen, 8 kills, Samantha Meg Moradeth, 6 kills for Chloe Carr, 7 Aurora Dreyer, 7 for Addie Knight, 8 kills for Allie Davis, and again, 3 aces, Jency Gergen, 1 apiece, Hilton Hines, Maddie Jurgens, 2 aces, Allie Davis, Haley Rogers, 1 for Kristen DeGeest, and those are the totals for this match here this evening. Coach Lean will be up shortly. We'll pick our Sun Gold Sports player of the game, and got a couple of candidates. We'll talk to Coach and see what he thinks about that. And we'll continue along here as we continue our Gary Zell Auto Glass post-game show from Watertown. Arrows win it in 4. We'll do this here on Community Campus Timeout. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Clean Plus offers epoxy floor coating for garages, basements, and outdoor patios. As well as commercial and industrial spaces. Call 605-352-5776 to get a free estimate. Let the pros at ProClean Plus help you get a great-looking, durable surface with the epoxy flooring. Locally owned and operated, visit them at 201 Market Street East. Or check out their website at ProCleanPlus.net. ProClean Plus is a proud sponsor here on Tiger Sports.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. They specialize in steaks, burgers, seafood, and pasta. Ryan's Hangar can host your party in a private room and offer catering, too. Open Monday through Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 4 to 11, and open for lunch every Thursday, 11 to 2, and closed on Sunday. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Adams Quick Lube is your go-to place for convenient, reliable oil changes. Fast, easy, no-pressure oil changes for your family's vehicle. No appointment needed. See them at 1159 Dakota Avenue North or give Adam a call at 352-9325. Adams Quick Lube also has tire repair, batteries, and filters. Locally owned and open at 8 a.m. every day except Sundays. Trust your family vehicle with Adams Quick Lube. 1159 Dakota Avenue North, Adams Quick Lube is a proud sponsor of Tiger Sports.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Lane Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at top? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Gary Zell Auto Glass post game continues. Let's run down our scoreboard. And again, our scoreboard is sponsored by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron. Again, Watertown wins in 4, 26-24, 25-16, 21-25, 25-16. Jefferson defeated Washington in 4 sets, 15-25, 25-18, 27-25, 25-21. Brookings up over T area, 2 sets to 1, 25-19-15 Brookings, 25-20 T area. Pier and Mitchell are going to a fifth set right now, and it's 10-8 in the fifth for Pier. Brandon Valley is up 2 sets to 1 and leading the third set on Sioux Falls Lincoln, 18-14. And I have no results from Roosevelt and Yankton. Other scores I have on the lower levels in the JV, Watertown won 25-16-22. Sophomore match went to Watertown 16-25, 25-15, 15-10. And soccer, Brookings got a sweep of Huron tonight at Tiger Stadium. In the girls' matchup, it was Brookings 10, Huron 0. The boys' matchup, 1-0, Brookings over Huron. And that is your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Oh, maybe another long visit in the locker room for the Tiger volleyball team, just like we had on Saturday. I haven't seen any girls come out as of yet, but we will visit with Coach Lane, visit that play, or select that player of the game, brought to you by Sun Gold Sports in Huron. More coming up as we continue on the post-game show, Gary Zell Auto Glass post-game, after this two-minute timeout on Dakota Sports.
Huron Tigers. The doctors and staff at the Huron Eye Clinic are committed to providing quality service and products to their patients in Huron and surrounding areas. The Huron Eye Clinic offers comprehensive eye exams, contact lens exams, infant C screenings, LASIK consultations, ocular disease services, and pediatric eye care. Stop in at the office at 1288 Dakota Avenue South to make an appointment, or call the Huron Eye Clinic today at 605-352-4181.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
This is Matt Sibley with Brian J. Davidson Insurance Agency in Huron. You changed thousands of diapers, cut up hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose, because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Brian Davidson will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call today, because like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
Dakota Sports KIJV.
Gary's All Out of Glass post game continues here from Watertown. Still waiting for Coach Lane to come up. And again, I haven't seen the girls come out of the locker room to visit with the their parents as of yet. So we'll wait on that. Got a couple of days off here from play-by-play. Our next broadcast Friday night. Home opener for Huron Tiger football as they host the T-Area Titans at Tiger Stadium. 6:30 with the pregame and 7 o'clock with the kickoff here on Tiger. The volleyball team kind kind of an odd schedule here. For one, this is the first time in several years that I can remember where I've actually had a couple of Tuesdays off in September. Normally, I don't have a Tuesday off in September or October, and I don't have any Tuesdays off in October, neither does the volleyball girls, but we've actually had last week off and have next Tuesday off as well, because Huron will host Yankton on Monday. It's been many years since I remember our volleyball girls playing on a Monday, probably 10 years plus, but we will host Yankton on Monday, and following that will be homecoming coronation as well. The candidates were announced today. Aurora Dreyer playing in the game tonight. She is one of the candidates for homecoming queen. So we'll have volleyball, then coronation coming up on Monday at the arena, and then all kinds of activities going on through the week. There will be a homecoming parade this year, but obviously with the downtown construction, going to be a completely different route. The homecoming parade will be centered around the state fairgrounds. Lineup will take place on the carnival mat, and I believe the parade route, they'll go out gate 6, circle the fairgrounds, then come back in at gate 4.5. So basically the parade route is, I assume, that goes to Lincoln and then around, I believe. I can't remember how my gates go there, but there will be a homecoming parade, but again at the fairgrounds this year due to all the construction downtown, and obviously can't take the parade down there as in the past. So there'll be homecoming coming up next week, coronation on Monday after the Tiger Yankton volleyball game. Next week, Thursday, the day before homecoming football, Tiger volleyball on the road at top-ranked Harrisburg, and then homecoming football that Friday, a week from this Friday, as they host Sturgis, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff. So that's our upcoming schedule here for the Huron Tigers. 1 minute after 9 o'clock, and this is KIJV AM-FM in Huron. And, well, I see one of the coaches coming out of the locker room anyway, so we'll see if Coach Lean will make his way up here, and we can start to talk about this one as the Tigers fall in four sets here this evening. Again, the final, Watertown wins it 26-24, 25-16, 21-25, and 25-16. Watertown improves their record to 6-3, while the Huron Tigers fall to 3-4 on the season. Okay, just making sure Coach Lean sees me. He just did come on the floor, so I wasn't sure if he remembered me or not. So Coach Lean is heading his way up here, so we'll get his comments before we wrap things up here from the Watertown Arena as the Arrows defeat the Tigers in 4, and Huron drops to 3-4 in the season. But now a week off until they get on the court next Monday at home hosting Yankton, and that'll be basically coronation night with the king and queen to be crowned following the volleyball game between the Tigers and the Gazelles. So we'll visit with Coach Lean coming up here shortly. Gary Zell Autoglass postgame continues. Right now, though, we take a timeout here on Community Campus, home of $40 credits, but they sponsor 30-second breaks, usually 30-second breaks. We'll go 2 minutes here. Two-minute break here on Community Campus, two-minute break on Dakota Sports on Tiger.
Cool. In 12 states, Lumberland has the buying power to bring you the Lumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Lumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Lumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron. Six F-35 fighter jets, one NFL team, a trip to the moon, all have a $1 billion price tag.
something else that costs $1 billion, respiratory problems in the beef industry each year. It's time to fight back against these costly respiratory challenges. That's why Purina Stress Care Starters are formulated with RX3 immune support technology. It boosts calf natural defenses, priming their immune systems from the start. Talk to your Dakota Land Peace rep today to learn more about Purina Stress Care Starters.
At Olympic Chevrolet in Huron, count on an experienced staff. Count on a knowledgeable staff. At Olympic Chevrolet, count on a helpful and friendly staff. So whether you're in the market for a brand new vehicle or a used, dependable vehicle, count on the staff at Olympic Chevrolet to help you get the vehicle that best fits your needs. Olympic Chevrolet, call them at 605-352-6411. See them at 500.
It's on. I just turned it on from the unit here, so. There we go. Once again, back on the Gary Zell Auto Glass post game as we visit with Huron Tiger head coach Josh Lane. Tigers fall in four here tonight. And coach, I guess first off, I felt our serve receive struggled. We weren't getting into our offense. Then after that, you know, we kind of settled down a bit, but give Watertown credit. They have a premier hitter. They have a really good setter. And then they just have other nice pieces that keep you on your toes.
They really do, yeah. So, I'm getting my microphone switched around here. You're right, and I thought early in the match, I talked to Rosemary, the Arrow coach, after the match too. We were just trading blow for blow on the service line. We were really picking apart each other's serve receive like crazy. Really had trouble getting both of our teams in system. And you got a kid like Emery on the Watertown side who can hit, you know, balls that are set from 14, 16 feet off the net. You know, and we really have to just survive those same sets on our side. We're not really ready to barrel those to a deep corner yet like Emery is. So serve receive struggled early. I would argue theirs struggled equally as much as ours.
It was pretty close.
Yeah, it was crazy. We talk about that. We talk that our goal, our mini goal, is that we ace the other team more than the other team aces us. Now, I didn't do the math, and I will later, but that might be an indicator late in the match that we were able to stick close against a really good Watertown team. Now, sticking close doesn't really mean anything, to be honest. So we'd like to pull one of these together, right? That first set would have been great for us to – we were battling point for point to have the guts to kind of close that out and just win that. But, yeah, serve receive struggled early, but we were able to kind of dial it in late, as were they, and really try to get into system and involve all of our hitters.
You know, and that was the thing, too. We just had trouble. Like I noticed there towards the end of the first set, Sam McMorrideth didn't have a kill, and I remember getting a swing. You know, she did. We finally started getting her the ball some, and she had some production. Chloe Carr as well. Addie Knight really gutted it out tonight because she did have a bad will. Pretty much kept her out of the back row, but still looked pretty good there coming off that left pin especially. And, you know, so, you know, we saw some good things here tonight against a good team, but, you know, you just can't afford the mistakes against a team like Watertown.
Yeah, we talked. Oh, yeah. So, you're walking me right through my post-game locker room speech. Quite frankly,
I wasn't in there.
So we talked a lot about, you know, we can't turn to our teammates after we make an error and do the pat on the chest and say my bad. Right. At some point, we have to turn those errors into points on our side, because good teams, if you go back and look at those errors, those were in crucial points of the set. And we were just trying to hang on and stay close to these guys and give ourselves a chance to win at the end. And those my bad moments really got us and put us in a situation where the match just continued to get harder and harder to be in. And credit Watertown, because they put us in that situation, quite frankly. But we got to continue to work on making sure we got kids in the right spot at the right time. And of course, give Addie a little bit of grace. She struggled picking up the off blocker today. because she couldn't push off one of her feet. And I told her that. I said, I'm not going to get after you. I understand your limitations. We really had a kid ready to go pick up that ball, but Addie was still producing from an offensive perspective, so it was really hard to put a kid in who might have been 5 or 7 kills less offensively just to pick up that off blocker. So at the point, it was a risk and reward situation, and we felt that Addie still gave us the best chance. So credit her for kind of gutting through that. Now we got a little bit of time to get her healed up. But I did feel like our whole team needed to just clean up one moment, one time in the middle of that match for us to be there, because that's what happens when you lose a match by 2, right? You lose one that kind of get away from you, then you win a set. And that happens to be when Jency starts executing the coach's plan and sets those. Sam McMordith got a lot of balls. Give credit. Chloe started to get involved because we forced Jency to kind of make those decisions, and we pull that set out. And then set 4, Watertown just kind of flexed their muscles a little bit, and we weren't able to stick with them as well as I would have liked. Tried to get some kids off the bench just to kind of ignite a spark plug. But it was just a situation where we got beat by a really good Watertown team, and I would like to see us at some point chalk one up in the win column, because I think we're good enough to do that. We've just got to be disciplined enough to just put a full game together.
Sun Gold Sports Player of the Game, and had a couple of choices. We go with Addie Knight, Addison Knight. She was playing on a bad wheel, so as I said, just basically had the front row rotations, but she wanted to gut it out. Got some treatments. It happened just last night, so she's on about 24 hours after it happening. You know, and we've thrown a lot at that girl. You know, she transferred in from James Valley. As far as knowing the girls, I think she knew them all just from J.O.
Yeah,
and such, but still, you're transitioning to ESD and AA volleyball, where there's no nights off. Every school has teams that work year-round at their craft, but you know, she has settled right in nicely.
She has. I mean, and really, I worried at the beginning whether the lights were a little bit too bright, you know, for a kid like Addie who's coming from a different world, really. And so I've been really impressed with her. Her attitude is good. Her effort's good. She's the kind of kid. She's young. That helps. She's the kind of kid among some of her teammates that you really kind of focus on to build your program around, because she makes she's a good teammate, you know, and all of those things you hope you can find in a future, you know, really all-star type player. Addie has those. She's not the only one on our team, thankfully, but the lights turned out to be not too bright for her, and I've been impressed by that. Now, she makes the same mistakes everybody else does at times, and I tell the girls, we don't have to be perfect, right? We're going to make mistakes. That's what volleyball is. But at the end of the day, her statistics help us more than they hurt us. She's clearly our third best passer, in statistically speaking, and there are nights like tonight where she hits 200 off the outside pin, which is an immaculate hitting percentage, to be honest. And so we can't do without kids like her, and she just makes us better as a whole. So I think she's been a nice addition and certainly deserves to be the Sun Gold Player of the Game tonight, certainly doing all that on one foot.
So now an odd Monday game. I have to look back. I think it's been a long time since we played on a Monday, probably 10 years or more. And
yeah,
my now daughter-in-law, I know, played. We always played Brandon Valley on Monday back then, but it's been a long time since we played on a Monday. But, hey, going to be a big night. We should have, you know, that and Breast Cancer Awareness Night is always our biggest nights, our biggest crowds. With coronation following, I know Aurora's up, your son is up as well, and so girls should be ready for what's hopefully a very festive night at the arena next Monday.
Yeah, we really hope so, right? So we'll dig deep now on the way home into Yankton and start figuring out kind of what we need to do to prepare for them. You know, I'm a little biased. It's a good group of a royalty court we got going on next week, obviously, with Rory. Aurora, as most people know her, she's a great choice. Of course, I'm biased with TJ and several other kiddos that'll be exciting to kind of watch. That'll be a fun week. Obviously, homecoming's always fun. But, you know, we got to get business first, which is great that we're actually getting it over with on a Monday night, to be quite honest, mm-hmm. because as a coach, you know, weeks like homecoming week are hard to manage. And you just got to make sure kids are making good choices and staying off their legs and getting them maybe a little bit of rest even. And oh, by the way, we got to keep up with school. So there's all of that going on, and we just got to make sure kids are doing that. So we got Watertown. We got Yankton early next week. I look forward to that. The arena's going to be packed. It's going to be a fun night. We do have to get some bumps and bruises healed up, but I really am excited to see our kids. I love the arena. We played a great match on Saturday that we couldn't chalk up a W. We're going to get one, and we're going to get one in good fashion when all of the pieces come together at one time. So we're a good team in the making. We just got to put it together.